Welcome to Unleash the Power of Your Intuition program. This is Tejpal, and today we are exploring the principle number 5, be heart-centered. In many spiritual traditions, what they have said is the heart is the expression of your soul, of your spirit. So the heart is a very important component in accessing your intuition. If we look at the energy field and the chakra system, which is one aspect of your energy field, chakras are wheel of light, wheel of energy. The heart chakra is at the center of your chest and is considered the bridge between your physical reality and your spiritual reality. So same thing, that ability to access the non-physical. Now, if we look at other researchers that have explored and measured the energy field, they say the heart is the organ that has the biggest energy field, 500 to 5,000 times bigger than the energy field of the brain. Isn't that interesting? And we don't realize enough on the heart. If we look at the heart more from a mechanic point of view, the heart is just an exchange, kind of an engine that gives and receives, that exchange information in a way, constantly. And we know that our life is only made of exchange. The more we exchange, the more vibrant we are, the more alive we are. And there are two main components of that exchange, that we give and we receive. And you may think that being heart-centered is the ability to give a lot. And if I say to you, who are the people very generous in your life, you are going to think, who are the people who give a lot in your life? And I like to look at generosity from another point of view, not from the point of giving, but from a point of receiving. Because when you know how to receive from a place of generosity, not from a place of, you know, greed, but from a place of generosity, you create complete abundance in your life. Isn't that interesting? A lot of books, a lot of people are focused on asking, on intention, on goals, on vision board to create the life you want. And I say, yes, all of those techniques, all of those aspects are extremely important. But if you dismiss the receiving aspect, then it's not going to work. Because some people cannot receive. And so what's going to happen is whatever you ask for is going to go to your neighbor or to a different email address, but not to you, because you can't receive. So receiving for me is as important for creating abundance as asking. And certainly very important in developing your intuition. Because when you practice your intuition, what do? You practice receiving. Your all senses are out, your antennas are out, you choose to have a field, an energy field extremely sensitive, and you absorb, you sponge every information without label, without judgment. And then out of that sponging, that receiving, some kind of message is going to come to you. Some wisdom, some insight. But first you live it, you experience receiving, and then something happens. We have been taught to first think and then receive. But when we think first, we can't really receive. So we spend more time thinking our life than living our life, experiencing it, if that makes sense. So let's explore some of the obstacles to receiving. And I think there are perhaps 4 or 5 main obstacles. or maybe more, maybe 6 or 7, I don't know. But let's look at them. What can prevent me to receive? If I don't like a person, it's going to be harder for me to receive from that person. If I don't trust that person, I can't even receive from that person. Perhaps at time, I'm thinking more of what I have to give back. So I'm already creating some kind of stress and I'm already in the future, so I'm not receiving what the person is giving to me. I may go into a lack of self-esteem and I may think that I don't deserve what is given to me. Number 5, I may just be terrified of intimacy. And I just can't be too close because receiving has a lot of closeness in it. It's like, oh, what am I doing? What am I saying? And I can't breathe. And I may just shut down because I come from a belief system that I need to work hard and I need to work hard and I can't receive and I need to work hard to make things happen. And that's okay to work hard a lot to get just the teeny, teeny little things. So pay attention to how you receive, how often you receive. Pay attention to your balance between giving and receiving. And I have some homework to give you around that. Beside the 3 practices that I've designed for you to enhance your ability to be heart-centered. It's like, how often do you ask for help? How often do you express your vulnerability? What do you experience when it's time to receive? Do you create a life where you avoid receiving as much as you can, unless you receive only from professional people, but you can't receive from your friend or your spouse or whoever else? So as you assess your ability to receive, just if you want to increase your ability to be heart-centered, choose one situation or one person you're going to decide to receive from, that you realize that you have shut down in a way, and see what happens. Experience some of the benefits, because I can guarantee you will have some benefits out of receiving more. And your intuition will develop tremendously.